Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry greetings once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. We are now 39 hours into our broadcast of Tracking Santa around the world. It is Christmas Day in Sector 1 and in Sector 2, and now the very early morning hours of Christmas Day have arrived for most of Sector 3. Primetime Christmas Eve is upon us now in North, Central, and South America. We have breaking news from trackers all over the place. Let us begin with a live update from behind Santa's sleigh with the ultimate Santa tracker, our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's the latest?
We're in the Azores, Frank. It's a little warm here, but pleasant enough. We sometimes stop here, but as you heard in the last hour, Santa's planning on taking a break after we finish up in Iceland.
Is that where your team of reindeer will be relieved?
Yeah, they're plain tuckered out, Frank. Santa's pace has been especially fast this year, and we're all struggling to keep up with him.
Thanks, Crash, for bringing that up. I'm joined once again by our flight analyst at the North Pole, Elves Harvey Bullitt and Wilbur Boeing. Gentlemen, you've been wrong about Santa the whole way tonight. Give us your thoughts as Santa prepares to cross the Atlantic.
I find it kind of interesting Santa is taking a break. Last year, he hardly took a break at all. I wonder if that means something.
He also slowed down a great deal in Sector 5 last year. Like, the new speed record wasn't even important, Frank. I think he'll do that again.
Why do you think that, Harvey?
Because there's just no way Sector 5 is going to bed before midnight, Frank. They never have, and they never will. Santa always says getting North America to bed on Christmas Eve is nearly impossible.
Interesting you'd remember that, Harvey. Great point. Maybe that's why we seem to have a delayed response from Mrs. Wassel and by extension from Santa himself in getting bedtime advisories for the east coast of Canada and the United States. Thank you, gentlemen, for your thoughts. From the North Pole, where we're thinking Santa will set a new speed record tonight anyway, I'm Al Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.